something for the weekend. Good morning, how are you? It's Trina Mara. And I think the most well-known personal trainer in Ireland is on the line right now. Carl Henry, how are you?
Good morning, how are you? I'm very good. How's it going?
Well, you've had a big life change, haven't you?
I have.
What's happened?
We've moved to West Cork. We're going to put this work-life balance in the country to the test and see if it is actually better than Dublin. So we moved to West Cork a couple of weeks ago, and so far so good.
And is that a permanent move now for you?
It is, yeah. My wife is from West Cork, and we just came out of a really busy time in kind of January, February after the TV show, and then decided to sit down, had a cup of coffee and said, well, why don't we try it? And put our house up for sale within about 2 weeks, and it was sale agreed 2 weeks later, and then we moved.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's funny, I was only talking to somebody yesterday as well, kind of same situation in that they weren't even thinking about moving. And then somebody mentioned, oh, they'd seen a lovely house, and they were like, within 2 weeks, they had their own house sold, the new house bought, and life completely changed. It can happen so quickly.
It can, and it flies by, you know, it really does. Like, once we make the decision to put our own house up for sale, you're in that whole kind of time frame of 8 weeks or so by the time all the work gets done and the contracts get done and everything. And then we kind of have been looking for a house. We found one, and we're in a rental now for a couple of weeks until we can move in. We're hoping to move in about 4 to 6 weeks, but it was just an adventure. I turned 40 and I thought, you know what, let's just try it. If we don't do it now, we'll never do it. It was always something in the back of my mind that I kind of fancied, just to see, like, you know, COVID has changed how I work. If we were doing some online work before COVID, but not to the extent that we are now, like, all my businesses, my PT business is online, our corporate business is probably half and half, and everything else is a commute. So if I'm in Dublin, I get the train up, I can work on the train, I can work on the train on the way back down, I get my meetings done, do the podcast and whatever else, and just come back to here. So, like, you know, my baseline work, which is my PT, is virtual. Like, all my inquiries that come in are for virtual. So thankfully the broadband here is quicker than it was in Dublin, which is great.
So you're literally not having to leave the house now, Carl.
Well, that makes you sound like a bit of a recluse. So that'll never be good.
He's not a recluse.
You know, it's fascinating how things have shifted in the last couple of years. Like, we saw the benefits of online, and we knew that it worked as a product, but just people weren't really looking at it. Where now, it's the efficiency of it. If the workouts are the very same as they would be in the gym, the results are exactly the same in terms of how, you know, people's results are being got, which is great. So look, it's nice to take a chance. I talk about wellness all day long, and for us, this was a wellness choice. And again, you read about it in the papers and you see it. People say, oh, well, you know what, moving out of Dublin improved our work-life balance and improved our wellness. And said, okay, well, let's just put that to the test and let's see, is that actually the case and does that actually happen? And the only way we're going to find that out was to make the jump. But, you know, it's certainly a little bit slower in terms of the pace, which is lovely. I'm up in Dublin probably once every 2 weeks at the moment, which is great. So far, and we're in the honeymoon phase, but so far so good. The winter might be a little bit tougher because we're close to the sea, and the winters will be a little bit harder. But it's an adventure, which is nice. You know, it's that sense of not necessarily face your fears, but do something a little bit scary.
I think with you are all about diversification, because, I mean, how long is it since we kind of first came to know Carl Henry from the telly show? Is that 15 years?
Yeah, I'm around. It's, 16 years now.
Wow,
since the first show. And it's about, on a personal perspective, it is. It's trying to be ahead of the curve in terms of, okay, in terms of health and wellness, what can I do to improve people's health that hasn't been done? So, like, the TV show was a big thing, obviously. Then it's a book. Podcast was a big thing. Yeah. We were kind of ahead of the podcast game then. And it's always trying to see, what do people need and what can we do to improve their health and wellness? And whether that's working with a company like Pharmaton or whether it's doing a range of zones, whatever it may be, it's trying to find just ways, simple ways that work on a, you know, that work to improve people's health. And diversification is really important because you can get both on a personal level, but also on a work level. Like, on a personal level, you're always trying to push yourself out of your push your boundaries to do something a little bit new and a bit scary, because it's kind of exciting. We're you know, as opposed to doing the same thing over and over again. I'm very lucky at the job. It's very varied. I do lots of different things.
Yeah, it is.
And it's exciting.
I was in Dunn's there a few months ago, and I'd been looking at your Instagram, and I saw you posting about the products that you were releasing in Dunn's, and I bought myself two of those plates, you know, that gives the portion.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
And it really shocked me. I mean, the first time I used it, it really shocked me. I was going, I've been eating way too much, because it divides up what you're supposed to have veg-wise, you know, your protein, your carbs, all that. A lot of us are eating way too much, aren't we?
Yeah, the portion plate is so simple. Like, it really, and that's why we wanted it as part of that range for loads of reasons. But one is to show people that, look, half your plate should be salad or veg. That helps you to increase your minerals, your vitamins, lots of colour on the plate. So it's really, really good for you. Then you have your protein content, which is a quarter of the plate, and then a quarter of the plate's carbohydrates. So it's literally filling the gaps. Yeah. And it's so simple, but it does shock people in terms of, we get those comments a couple of times on Instagram every week, which is, I can't believe, like, I'm not hungry, but I was eating my portions were so big. And if you go into a restaurant, if you look around in terms of portions, generally they are larger than they're meant to be. And by separating the plate and getting your protein content in, we know protein is important for growth and for repair, for immunity, for absolutely everything. It's an essential, we need it. Mm. So getting that fistful of protein, getting your carbohydrate source, which is important, that's your energy. And, you know, again, we're coming into the season now where we're going to see a lot of the fad diets reappear, end of the summer, back into normal. People will see that all the fad diets coming back. Never, ever cut your carbohydrates out, because we need them. They're absolutely essential, but it's the quantity of it and having enough as opposed to too much, which is important. And then obviously that half the plate, the colourful salad and veg, where your minerals are going to be, your vitamins are going to be. And that's how you look at that kind of that balanced diet. And then if you're not getting a balanced diet, that's where, you know, a really good quality supplement comes in. Mm-hmm. But the key thing is that you're looking at the meals that you eat, the portions that you eat. And, you know, it's all about awareness, and it's all about knowledge that this is how my plate should look. If I go to a restaurant, this is how my plate should look. If I travel, this is, you know, it's a very simple tool.
Oh, totally simple. It's funny. My husband said to me, he goes, you'll never use that. I've used it every day. He thought it'd be one of these things, because I'm an awful one for buying things, thinking this is going to make me fit. This is going to make, you know, and you have so many things in the range. Like, did you go away and think, right, what can we include in this? Or did you get a bit of help, or how does that work?
Yeah. So for that, basically, it's something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. It was trying to figure out how to do it, because my skills don't lie in manufacturing. I have no concept of how you make these things.
I know. Yeah.
You know, so like, my skill set is very much an experience within the wellness and health industry for what I think people need. So we met Duns, and I said, look, here's my idea. I have this, I think there's a niche in the market for a range. I think people need help to be well, and it's so confusing and so expensive and so everything. I think these are the products that people really need. And it was about a year's worth of work. As ever, you see it in the shop, you think it happened overnight, didn't it? It was about a year's worth of testing, trialing, changing, going through different variations of the product and making the adaptations that I wanted to make, so that I felt they were right. You know, they had to be bang on when they hit the shelves. And so that was kind of 12 months worth of work. And then we launched, and it's been going really, really well. Yeah. Which is, you know,
in fairness now, the displays are looking fab. Like, they really, there's a lot of effort put into the way it's displayed. It was a Swords I was in, and there was a kind of a circular kind of display, and it was just packed full of Carl Henry products. It was brilliant.
Yeah. You kind of walk in, you're like, oh. When we launched, I was walking we launched in Dunpage, Kew and Georgia Street, and I walked past the Seed and Screen Centre, and in the window was the big brand logo and the big image, and you're like, oh my goodness, what a, you know. It was a bucket list thing that I really wanted to do that I hadn't done yet, and no one had done it. And then the question was always, is there a reason that nobody's done it? Does nobody buy it? My own gut was, I think it's a really important piece. And obviously, by working with someone like Duns, you get the quality component. They bring their skills to the table in terms of distribution and in terms of getting the quality, and then working on the likes of the display and the branding and stuff like that. But it all comes back to the same thing. And no matter, you know, what project I'm working on or what I do, it all comes back to, can we help improve people's health and wellness, yes or no? And that guides every decision, whether it's podcast or PT or you know, or working with Pharmaton or working with Duns. It's the key thing is that we have to be able to improve people's health and wellness, and it has to come back to that. And I love it. I'm very addicted to it, and I find it very difficult to step away from it as a I don't necessarily see it as a job. I never have done, but it's a very addictive vocation, for want of a better word.
Is it going well then, all the Duns products? Tell me a few of the things that you have in there besides the portion plate.
Yeah, we're flying. So we treat it, we're basically under three different elements. So one is the food component. So we have the portion plate. We have a glass lunch box with the cutlery in it. It's glass because it keeps it fresher for longer, which is great. We have obviously the movement elements of it. We have dumbbells, we have a mat, we have a foam roller. We have the life component, which is, we've got our smart scales. We have our adjustable desk adapter, which has been going really well. We've got our headphones. We've our mindfulness timer, which kind of looks like a big egg timer, but it's cool. It's 30 minutes minutes of time, and it forces people to slow down a little bit, maybe put their phone away or have a tech-free half an hour, or just even half an hour to eat their dinner, or just gives people half an hour of time. And what else we got? We've got resistance bands, we've got skip and rope, we've got the journal as well. So it's a very broad range.
Yeah.
There's 13 products in Drop One. It's lovely. You want to watch people interact with it, and you watch people kind of look at it, and you really get a sense of what people are looking for and what people need, and which is why the place has been so popular. It's the simplicity of it, the journal the same, mm-hmm. the smart scale is the same. There's simple little ways to improve your knowledge and then improve your health, and that's the beauty of it.
I think you mentioned there about the glass lunchbox. I think that is the key, bringing your lunch with you to work or wherever you're going, because it is so hard to eat healthily when you're buying from shops. Even there's loads of shops around here, and you go to the salad bar and you think that you're going for the healthy choice, and actually the stuff is like loaded in oils and mayonnaise and all kinds of things. So if you just kind of make it yourself before you come in, you save a fortune too.
You do. It's cheaper, obviously, to cook and prep yourself. And also, you have a better control over what it is. And again, even with the lunchbox, for anyone listening in, you know, it's the same concept. So that half the lunchbox should be salad or veg. A quarter of the lunchbox should be protein, and a quarter should be carbohydrates. But that simple way of eating ensures that you have a greater chance of getting the right nutrients into your body in terms of minerals, vitamins, protein, carbohydrates, that quarter, and then the half. So if you apply that to anywhere you're making food or bringing food or eating food and supply that rule, you're increasing the chance that you're going to get some of the nutrients that you need. When you prep and make it yourself, it's easier because you know what's there, you have it with you, and you tend not to snack purchase then or snack buy.
Yeah.
Because you know the food is in your bag and you want to eat that, and you make better kind of decisions off the back of it.
Carl, a lot of us can go through these stages where we go, you know, health mad or fitness mad, and then we kind of just give up altogether and we go back to our old ways, and then we start it again a year later. Do you think it's all about doing a little bit all the time, consistently, just to keep that level going, instead of, you know, the way people, they say, oh, I can't commit to doing like an hour in the gym every day?
Yeah, I do. I think the key question I would encourage everyone to ask, and as I've got older, my own opinion on a lot of things have changed. This is the question I apply for all my clients and for myself, which is that, you know, can you do this for the long term? Whatever you're looking at doing or thinking about doing, can you do this for life? And if the answer is yes, well then great. If the answer is no, don't go near it. So for example, is it signing up for the boot camp after the summer, and you know, you may have put some weight on or may not have been as healthy as normal. You sign up to a boot camp, which is 3 hours a week for 4 weeks and a really strict diet. Can you do that for life? No. Mm-hmm. Therefore, save your money, because you're not going to go in the light. You know, you might go for the 4 weeks. After the 4 weeks, it's been so strict and so restrictive, you'll just bounce back anyway and undo all the hard work. So everything you look at is, can I do this for life? And then the other component of it is, why am I doing it? Because you want to have a strong enough why to overcome all the obstacles. The why has to be strong enough in terms of the reason that you're doing something. You have to really want to do it. And, you know, as we get older, as a society, even myself, you look at, you know, when you're in your 20s, the why might be, you know, you're going on holidays. And that's, in your 30s, that might be the same. But when, as you get a little bit older, the why becomes slightly different, which is that I want to age healthier. I want to get lower risk.
I want to be around my children, those kind of things.
I want to be fit enough. Strong enough. I want to be able to, you know, walk up the stairs when I'm older, or reduce the risks of trips or falls or hazards. So like the why, it just has to be a strong enough reason. And every client that we work with, that's the question we always ask, and spend lots of time chatting to them about that before we do any training, because we need to ensure that you really know why you want to do something, and it has to be a strong enough reason for you. And if you think about people who make big changes in their lives, there's generally a point, something may have a trigger point. So it may be for weight loss, it can be not fitting into an item of clothing. For fitness, it can be not running after the bus and realizing you can't do it, or can't walk upstairs, or it's a very strong emotional moment. Well, that why is really strong. Or brides are fantastic, or grooms in some respects too. Mm-hmm. The why is the walking down the aisle moment, the photographs, and it's a really strong why.
Isn't it funny how we all manage to do it when it comes to that day?
And that's because it's so important.
And other times you might go, I can't do it.
Absolutely. And that's because the why is so important. Like the why is, I'm going, you know, is walking down the aisle. It's the photographs. It's the life moment. And it's such a big, strong why that the focus is really strong.
Yeah.
So you need to just work on finding your why for life, and thinking, what is it? What is your reason? And whatever the reason is, it's yours. And
just
you know, and everyone's reason is totally valid once it's strong enough to get you over the tough times. And then you apply balance, so that whatever you do, it's not that all or nothing approach. It's that 80-20 approach that we always talk about, which is, you know, eating healthy most of the time and having the odd treat, and that creates balance. So whether it's takeaway, whether it's a couple of drinks, whether it is whatever your treat thing is. That gives you, you know, you don't feel restricted. You don't feel that you're not getting anything in. That's really important.
Cal, do you ever find when you're in the supermarket shop, people are nosing in your trolley?
They are. And actually, I'm fascinated by people. I watch people. So like if I go to the supermarket, I watch, you just look around. And it's really interesting because like what goes into the trolley gets eaten, right? So like it's a really important part of your week, and myself included, that what I put in there and what I bring home, put in my fridge and organize and all the rest of it, that's the fuel that's going to go into my body for the week. So like that supermarket shop is really, really, really important. And, you know, as you watch trolleys, you can see where people are at all in terms of their heads, where, you know, someone's on a really strict diet, so the trolley will be full of protein and green veg, and you just want to put a pizza in there, you know, just to balance it out for someone. But
I'd love to do, actually? I hate in the grocery shop, and it's the bane of my life.
Oh, I love it.
I think what I could do is I could just stalk you, right, follow you around the supermarket, nick your trolley, and then I'd be sorted. Exactly. I'd have everything I need.
I love the supermarket shop. I find it really tranquil or something. I don't know why. I think it's the organisation of it. Like, you know, and the older I get, the more I realise I really need that organisation to be healthy. Like,
see, this would be more diversification for Carl Henry. He'll do your grocery shopping for you and all.
Individual grocery shop. But you know, it is that planning and it is that organisation that enables me to be healthy. Like, I have the same challenges everybody else has.
Yeah.
As a brand, people will know that I don't claim to be the 10% body fat PT. That's not my thing. My thing is I'm normal and I have the same struggles that everybody else has. And one of the key things for me is that organisational perspective, that just by being organised, by feeling that I have stocked all the stuff that I need in the right place, I can do all the other stuff and eat well because I know that it's there and it does make a big difference.
Yeah. Carl, you've partnered up with Pharmaton as well. This can be beneficial for people in all kind of walks of life.
Yeah, like, you know, and the reason for this is the fact that life is so busy. There's a lot of busyness around, a lot of stress around, and life is just phenomenally challenging. So the idea of a multivitamin to help you get through that, chances are we're not getting all the nutrients that we need through our diet. Most people generally, you look at their food shop and you can see by looking at the trolley that they're just not getting everything in that they need. So we want to help people, we want to help the immune system, we want to help them kind of feel good and reduce the fatigue levels. And that's why I've decided to work with Pharmaton, because people generally need it. We're so stressed, we're working so hard, we are on the go all the time, we're not recovering enough, and chances are we're not getting everything we need through a balanced diet or that healthy lifestyle component. So you know, taking something on a regular basis by a brand that you absolutely trust, who've been around for over 20 years, it's a no-brainer because it's going to help you to be well. And that's the goal, right? It's to improve people's health and wellness so that we can make better decisions and feel better and exercise better, but also just live life a little bit and feel better for doing it.
Well, Carl, you've moved to West Cork. How's the Cork accent? Can you give me something there?
I haven't got it just yet, thank God. I did put like in a sentence there yesterday, unknowingly, and someone actually, I was a client in Dublin who I was working with, and he said, "You just said like it." I didn't like, did I? She said, "Yeah, you just did it again."
You'd be a Cork man in no time. Listen, Carl, lovely catching up. We will see you very soon. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.